Troublesome blooms of algae in lakes and rivers have long posed health risks for swimmers and boaters. Now, in some areas, they're creating concerns for drinking water. That's what happened in Salem, Oregon, where algae caused problems earlier this year. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Dirk Vanderhart explains how the state has responded and why it's not alone.
Oregon's Detroit Lake is beautiful, a mountain reservoir surrounded on all sides by steep, tree-covered slopes. The lake is life in the tiny town of Detroit, Oregon. But when a toxic algae bloom in the water causes health concerns, as it does many years, people tend to take it in stride. Here's Margaret Terry, a manager at one of the town's only motels.
We've had people come and tell us, oh, we weren't worried about the algae, and you know, as long as we came and took a bath, we felt fine and nobody got sick.
But that same algae just sent shockwaves around Oregon. In May, toxins from a bloom at the lake made their way 35 miles downstream into the city of Salem's tap water. Pandemonium ensued, as reported on KPTV Portland.
Yeah, that state of emergency has been declared for Marion and Polk counties. The National Guard has also been called in to help.
In all, the city was under a drinking water warning for nearly a month. Because of the outcry, Oregon is now requiring water providers to test for harmful toxins from algae for the first time. Ohio has also enacted such rules, and chances are more states will soon follow suit. As the climate warms, hazardous algae blooms are becoming more prevalent around the world. If ingested, toxins from these blooms can cause organ damage, even death. In Oregon, the Santiam River rushes down from Detroit Lake here to the secluded island where the city of Salem treats its water. For nearly a century, the low-tech sand filters Salem used worked great, says the city's public works director, Peter Fernandez.
The source water has always been so pure, we just use the sand filters.
But in May, algae toxins overpowered this system. They made their way into the city's drinking water at levels high enough to jeopardize children and nursing mothers. To combat the problem, the city has begun dumping powdered carbon into the water. That binds with the toxins and helps to remove them. Fernandez compares the system to the Brita filter you might have in your fridge. Scientists say algae blooms like the one that plagued Salem have become more severe.
Since the mid-2000s, it's gotten worse. And the worst blooms on record have happened in more or less in the last 10 years.
University of Tennessee professor Stephen Wilhelm has studied algae for two decades. He's interested in the circumstances that lead harmful blooms to overtake a body of water and why that seems to be happening more and more. One of several reasons, he says, climate change.
These so-called bad algae tend to do better at warmer temperatures.
Rhode Island is considering new drinking water regulations for algae. New York State just announced an effort to curb algae blooms. And the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will require water systems around the country to test for algae toxins in coming years. Wilhelm hopes this attention will lead to more awareness about the dangers of algae. And to make his point, he mentions a name scientists gave decades ago to one especially troublesome algae toxin. The name? Fast death factor.
I try to encourage my colleagues to use it all the time because I think it will get more attention from politicians.
In Salem, the problem certainly has Peter Fernandez's attention and will for years to come.
At this point, we just assume that it's a fact of life. We can't sit back and say, oh, we wish it would go away.
The algae is still blooming around Detroit Lake. But since the new filtration system went into place in July, toxins haven't shown up in Salem's water. That fast death factor, for now, is at bay. For NPR News, I'm Dirk Vanderhart in Salem.